Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, if you've got a coworker who's starting to smell like five-day-old hot garbage, I bet they probably have killer internet speed at home and a fast cell phone service. Because a new survey asked people to name the most essential items for day-to-day life. They didn't include stuff like food and shelter, but everything else was fair game. And coming in first was the internet and cell phone. That's what they have to have for essential life. And then showers was number two. They beat out showers.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I would miss a shower if I could keep my internet.
Yeah. And have your cell phone?
Cato, you miss showers sometimes even regardless.
While I'm on the internet, yeah.
To be fair, on weekends, so do I.
Yes, I do.
So, internet, cell phones, most essential item for daily life. Showers and baths, number two on the list. And then number three was streaming our favorite shows or entertainment. I guess your reels and stuff that you watch on your cell phone.
Our streaming could be Netflix.
For essential life, though, some form of entertainment. That's essential for us to live?
Yes. Okay. You know, when the storm came through, my power went out like at 6 o'clock that Friday morning. I was here already, so I didn't know it. And I stayed at my house that night because I had a laptop full battery, phone full battery. And by that next morning, I had 10% on my phone and my laptop was dead because I'd watched Netflix. Okay. That afternoon, I called my friends. I'm like, packing up, coming to your house because I can't stand just silence.
Yeah, just
I have to
there.
Have some kind of commotion.
You know what I've seen on Amazon, and I'm really tempted to buy it, but you never do because once the problem's over,
I know
you don't plan. But they have solar-powered chargers.
Oh, cool.
So you can actually run your laptop or your phones on solar power, which would have been brilliant after the storm.
Honestly, why do we not have like little solar things on our cell phone? That would be so easy.
At probably another $1,000.
Would it? Okay.
Years ago, I saw this thing. It's called Halo, and it would pump up your tires. It would jumpstart your car. You could plug in a lamp or a heater or whatever. You could plug in your phones. It had flashlight. It was all this built into one. And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to buy it. Power went out that year. The next year, I'm like, I'm going to buy it this year. Didn't. And, of course, now this storm this time, I'm going
to
buy it before the winter storm happens.
But they're expensive, so then put it off.
It's probably like $150.
Okay, what is essential, most essential item for daily life? A car was the number four on the list. You got to get back and forth to work, don't you? You can't walk or ride a bicycle.
Mm-mm.
Some people do, though.
Yeah.
Your pet was number five.
Oh.
A pet is essential for daily life and living.
They help.
Number six was coffee.
Yes.
I need my caffeine just to get around throughout the day.
And the thing is, it doesn't do what it used to do when you first start drinking it.
Yeah.
And then so you drink more, and then you drink more, and then you're shaking, and you can't go to sleep at night. Your teeth are brown.
And what is that? Why does it kick in at night? You drink it all morning. It never kicks in. You're shaky but dead asleep. And then you lay in bed, and you're like, yeah, I think I could run a marathon.
And I know people that drink it all day and then climbs in the bed and sleeps. And I'm like, I don't know how they do that.
That was me. In college, we would sit up. I would drink a 2-liter bottle of like Dr. Pepper to help stay awake. And as soon as we got done studying, I would fall asleep. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm older, it doesn't work that way.
All right, next on the list was furniture to sit on, or I guess a bed as well. That's essential to daily life. Could you imagine not having any furniture at your house and you just like sit on the floor? That would be so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makeup. The girls mentioned the makeup is essential for daily life.
The guys didn't mention that.
Well, it could be the guys, too. And the
I think he meant because so the girls would look good, right?
Right, yes, exactly.
Yep.
The survey also found 51% of people say they could go longer without seeing their friends than without social media or their cell phone.
Well, social media and your cell phone is seeing your friends.
Well, let's say you can't do that, though. You can't contact your friends.
Then why would you need it? And that's what it's for.
God, who's grumpy today?
I mean, yeah, he got grumpy pants over here.
I'll shut up.
Just to let you know, he's got a scowl on his face right now.
Yeah. I wonder why.
You know, I'm single. I live alone. And I'm ignoring him. And I really enjoy talking to friends every day on the phone. Well, so I'd rather talk to them than talk to them through social media.
Yeah, but sometimes you'll be in the same room as your friends, but you're all on your phone sending each other reels anyway.
That's
you're not
true.
Really talking.
48% could go longer without seeing their family than without using their internet or cell phones.
Yes.
Don't want to see any family members. Give me my cell phone. And then 12% said they could go longer without food than without social media or their cell phone. Food
probably
is important.
Should.
Okay, you could lose a couple pounds that way.
But I'm not gonna.
I mean, there are times I'm watching a show on Netflix while I'm eating and while I'm on my phone playing a game.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen Tom actually be on his cell phone eating, reading a book.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah,
and watching, working.
And working. Yes. Multitasking.
I can't do that.
Skills.
Yeah.
I don't think I do that. Not all those things. Mm-hmm. Why would you be on your phone and reading a book?
Sometimes they throw those big words in there, and I'm like, hold on, I got to go.
I'm spoiled. I got one of those Kindles, and you just press on the word, it tells you what it is.
Oh. Books don't do that, Tom.
My books do.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there pushing that word in my coloring book.
Oh.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Whenever you turn on your heat in your house, you expect to have some kind of fire flame up or maybe an electrical coil heat up, and they blow the hot air past and you get warm in your house and you feel good about it. And sometimes it even smells kind of good as it burns off that dust from the first time that year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I love that
You don't
smell.
Like that smell?
You know what I hate is that when you turn your air conditioner on for the first time, it's got that funky smell that's been sitting there all year.
That's a little mildew and mold.
Yeah.
I like that smell.
Oh.
I always loved it in the car when they would turn it on.
Mm.
But apparently they're working on a new way to generate heat for people's homes. And it's a little bit disturbing to me. This is happening in London.
Okay.
People are using heat from the sewers to power the heating systems in their homes. Several cities already have this system. Now, they say they don't use the actual air from the sewers. They use the air from the sewers to heat another thing that then your air goes through. So you're not getting the stink air from the sewers.
Oh.
But it's warm because when I do Dutch ovens, that's warm air.
Yeah.
So that's not
like
air.
Twice baked sewage smell. Basically.
Well, or maybe once removed. It makes me concerned that even the smallest leak is going to let me have sewage smell in my house.
It's like refried beans.
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it.
Tom, I know you. There's probably already sewage smell coming out of several rooms in your house.
You know, though.
No, that's not fair.
Because of you.
I have a septic system and at the side of my house, right beside a swing, and you can just smell it sometimes, and it just is nasty. You're sitting there, you know, swinging.
How do you smell it?
Well, the only thing that's...
Vents right below the swing.
There's no vent, but that manhole cover, that's your septic system, all it is a little bitty cover. You take it off, and there you see everybody.
You see the turds?
Yeah, you can see everything.
You know, you could move the swing set.
Or the sewage treatment. Like, move your thing farther out back.
I mean, I'm sure that swing set didn't grow there.
Yeah, well, it's my porch swing. I'm not putting my kid's swing set over the top of my sewer system.
So your porch swing is over it?
It's right beside my house. It's got to be close to your house, and I have a porch swing right there. So
I think I'd have tried to hook up to the local sewer system.
You can't do that.
You can't.
And when you're out in the country, yeah.
How far out are you?
I'm out in the boonies, man.
Dang.
It's like, you know, if it starts to smell bad, I just swing faster. Hopefully, I can't smell it so bad. I am going crazy on that porch swing.
If you could radiate some heat from your septic tank, you could make your own power-generated swing.
I probably could.
Wow, but would you want to sit in it?
But honestly,
I was careful.
You think about the smell coming from the sewer system, and it's heating up your house. That's disgusting.
Well, I don't think you should be that concerned about it. It sounds like you're about doing it.
It's not in my house.
How much would my gas bill go down?
Your gas bill?
Because I'd be willing.
Yeah.
My gas bill.
Can't even do a Dutch ovens. Your gas bill's already down.
It's like, I got to go to Yankee Candle and get me a bunch of new candles. Cover up that smell of my house.
You light it and your whole house just goes...
Yeah. Well, they say about 1,000 London buildings, including the House of Parliament, which people have long thought was full of crap, and the National Gallery are going to be warmed by low-carbon heat sources from the river and underground sewer networks.
Yeah. Hmm.
I don't know, man. You're going to have to convince me there's no leaks going to happen, because... all it's going to take is for... And they don't build stuff perfect. I mean, they sell it to the lowest common bidder, the person out there who is willing to pay the least to do the job. Mm-hmm. You're telling me there ain't going to end up being sewer smell in your homes? There's no way.
Quite frankly, though, if you weigh it out, because, you know, all females are cold, and you don't want to hear the complaining of, like, can we turn up the thermostat? Can we turn up? No. Or do you want that sewage smell? And I'm not complaining.
Yeah, or well, she'll complain. What did you do? I smell what you did.
Yeah, but I am toasty in here.
Walking around with some Febreze again?
Yeah.
Gosh.
We have that poopery. And you're supposed to spray it first so that it, like, creates a film on the water. But I never remember to do it first. It's after you're like, oh, God, it's bad in here. Mm-hmm. And then you get the poopery out, and now you just have a mixture of oranges and poo. It's not a good combo.
I agree, yeah.
I know, but poopery itself is such a gross idea, but I guess it makes sense.
But it does work.
Yeah.
I'm like, it really does. And, you know, a lot of times when I don't have potpourri or whatever, I just put a bunch of oranges on the back of my toilet, and there's like an orange little bowl right there.
Maybe you should consider putting it over your sewer outlet thing, your septic
tank.
You can
only smell that when you're on the swing or outside, Tom. You don't smell it in the house.
only when you're on your swing or outside.
Mm-hmm. Enjoying some yard time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A nice little sunset on my porch swing in the sewage or the water septic system right beside me.
Wow, you have a crappy view.
Yes, I do. Yes,
oh,
I do.
I get what.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just saying. Here's Rob Poo, and I'm not making that up. It's P-U-E, talking about girls or the ladies always being cold.
I managed to learn only one thing in 3 years of living with a woman. I think I'm pretty stupid for that. I think I should have learned more. But I only learned one thing about women's needs, and that's that women need heat. Body heat. Our body heat. It's every man in here's job tonight to go home and plug himself in and be a heat rock. So when that lovely cold-blooded iguana decides she wants to come to bed, she's got a nice warm place to roast her frozen tootsies on your torso all night.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk has something in his house that I'm very jealous of. When they built his house, they had increased the standards for being energy efficient, and they really put a lot of insulation in his house.
Yeah, they got that squirt foam stuff, you know, it's kind of like the marshmallow fluffer stuff.
Oh, yeah. Don't eat it.
It's in my walls all over, and it keeps my house toasty or cool.
The only thing that worries me about it is how do you run lines later, or can you?
It's a little bit hard to run lines later, but it is like a big house Yeti is what it is.
Well, you may think you have the best, but there's something out there that may be better than what you have for insulation.
Really?
They were actually doing some work on a home in Canada, and as they pulled the drywall off their home, they found a very unusual insulation.
Hmm.
Someone had stuffed 110 animals, not real, stuffed animals, into the wall to be used as insulation.
Stuffed down like your teddy bear? It's
and
like
it had been working quite well.
Wow.
Which makes sense because they are one big pile of stuffing that sits there and keeps the hot air out and the cold air in or vice versa. The thing is when they showed this on social media, they started getting calls from people.
Uh-huh.
People who said, oh my God, you have a stuffed animal I've been looking for forever. I used to have it when I was a kid and I can't find him anymore.
Wow. $1,000.
Well, they didn't do that. They were nice and they sent some of these out to people who had been actually crying on the videos going, oh, your duck. That's the duck I had when I was a little baby. I'm with you, Cato. I wouldn't have charged $1,000, but I think I would have charged enough to cover shipping and a little bit of dinner.
Now, my question is, did they check inside the bears? Because somebody could have hid money in there and this could have been their safe.
You know what, Cato? I'm going to start crying about some of those animals right now, and we're going to find out.
I'd be curious to why they were hidden, and people hide money in different crazy places.
You'd open the bear, and there'd be a little bit of heart from, you know, to build a bear. And someone's magic that they put inside the bear to make it live.
Oh, no. I'd rather find the money, Cato.
Yeah,
but it is interesting. They chose to use stuffed animals, and I guess that makes some sense. Let's say you're sitting there, you're doing an add-on to the house, and all of a sudden you're thinking, we've got that garbage bag full of our kids' old stuffed toys that we don't have any way to get rid of. Let's just stuff them in here and use them as insulation.
Well, I mean, the only thing better than that probably would be able to put bags of underwear in your attic to keep things and shield off all that hot weather. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yes. When Tom sold his house, and the people called me and said, hey, can we come in? We bought Tom's old house, and we'd like to show you something or give him a return something. He left his bags of underwear. I'm talking about big garbage bags, the 36-gallon garbage bags, full of underwear. I'm like, how much underwear do you go through to have that much?
Were they used?
Well, yeah, because I outgrew them.
Why he outgrew his underwear. When there's an elastic band and you outgrow your underwear, it's a problem.
Why don't you donate them to...
Okay, I think you just answered your own question right then.
But no, why didn't you throw them away?
Yeah. Because we had been bagging them up, and then I was
why
like...
Why do you bag them up if they're old?
Well, because we were cleaning out to make room for the new, bigger size.
Maybe he thought he was going to lose weight, and he's like, I'm going to save those for later.
Thank you, Tori.
Kind of like you do with your jeans.
It's that's like, true. If you got fat underwear and skinny underwear.
So anyway, I just put them in a big garbage bag, threw them in the attic, and didn't think anything else more about it. And so apparently these nosy people that bought my whole house went up there in the attic, and they're like, oh, look, these are Tom's old underwear.
It was so funny because they secretly called me, and we surprised him on the show.
You're lucky they didn't sell them. Tom steals underwear.
I wouldn't care. If they could have got money for them, more power to them. They're in my attic now in the new house. They brought them in here. I had to do something with them.
Got more insulation.
Hey, one day you're going to fit back in them. They might be eaten up by rot or moths.
No, they're all inside that bag. I figure it's just extra insulation. But I wouldn't have put them in my walls. That's gross.
Just throw them up in the attic.
But I think it's interesting that they did this. They put the and what's crazy is if you ever watch the Toy Stories episodes, the one where at the end they were all heading to the dump, they're about to be put in that big inferno incinerator.
I don't know.
This is probably just about as bad.
Yeah.
These toys are like, oh, we played with Andy. Andy grew up, and now they're going to put us in the walls like some kind of murder victims in a serial killer's house.
Quite frankly, you know, there's all kinds of stuff probably in your walls anyway. I knocked one of mine out, and there was a Mountain Dew can. It's because the people that build your house, they're like, okay, there's no trash can or whatever, and they just sit like a Mountain Dew can on a beam or something. They just go ahead and just wall it up.
But what if that, like, ants would have got in there?
They only so long, and
empty.
Then they get them all.
Yeah, it
doesn't
empty.
Matter, but you always have a little bit left in the
right.
can.
Oh, yeah. The ants came and got it.
Yeah, they were really fast too. They were on high on caffeine.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It's an Influencer Friday. If you love the show and Practical Jokers with Sal, also Q and Murr, you're going to be happy because we have Sal on the line right now. What's going on, Sal?
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing?
Hey, we're doing great, man. Thanks for being on the Hawk and Tom Show this morning. We are excited you're going to be coming to the Upstate to our Peace Center downtown Greenville.
In fact, it's been a minute since I've been there. I'm happy to get back.
Well, and here's the thing. You're invited to come in on the show if you want to and hang out with us. We're excited about Terrified 2, your new stand-up comedy special.
It's free. Everybody can watch it right now. The new tour I'm coming through called Everything's Fine is, if you've seen the special or you've seen me on tour before, this is 100% new material.
Oh, good.
So,
what is the difference in the YouTube special and the in-person act? What are the differences in those two things?
The first special called Terrified is basically I focused on stuff from my life from childhood into adulthood that like just were some of the scariest moments of my life.
Right.
I mean, if you know who I am now, you could imagine how I was.
Hey, honestly, I've been with you from the beginning with you and Q and Murr, and it's always been a blast to watch you guys. We do a similar segment on our show called Torture Tuesday, and we send Cato out. And he does some really outrageous things and stunts.
And just, I hate it.
He hates it, but it's those awkward situations. And, like, here's a good idea maybe you guys can use. We put a baby carrier on the top of a car and had a fake baby in it and had him drive around, and people thought he had a real baby on top of the car.
That was horrible.
Poor people.
Yeah, I don't recommend doing that.
No, we got in trouble. We got arrested for him scuba diving in a fountain downtown as well. How many times have you guys, I know you got in trouble with the law a couple of times.
In all the years, we've got the cops called about 4 or 5 times.
That's good.
Luckily, yeah, not too bad, but luckily every time they come, they have been fans of the show.
That's kind of like getting pulled over and the officer recognizes you.
Yeah, I got to say, I don't really necessarily love being famous or being, like, known publicly.
Yeah.
One of the perks is definitely getting out some tickets once in a while.
Well, I can tell you, we knew police officers over the years. We've known them. And every time that I get in trouble out doing something, we're like, where were you? They're like, we're not coming around you guys when y'all doing stunts. I'm like, so I get in trouble because of it.
Yeah, they're like, we're not going to justify your Torture Tuesday.
Well, you Impractical Jokers keep us cracked up all the time. One of my favorite episodes, we play a lot of Post Malone here, and I love the one where you guys were valeting the people's cars, and was Post Malone really smoking weed in that car?
No, I think he wishes. We all wish. That was fake smoke, but you know what's funny? You say that because that was one of the 5 times the cops were called.
Oh, that was a great episode. All of them. I love watching you guys. And one of the things that you're known for, when you guys start laughing at each other, you were probably the first person I've ever seen fall down because you start laughing so much.
It doesn't happen in my regular life I think that we're in such hyper-real situations, and it's just so insane that I hit a level of laughter that I don't normally hit. And sometimes, I swear to you, my legs literally give out. I just give out.
You know, Cato and I have done Torture Tuesday stunts before, and he and I both found you get into some kind of zone when you're doing these things. It's almost like it's not you doing it, and right. There's a very surreal feeling. That may be part of it.
No matter what, we're doing this for 11 seasons, 13 years. I still don't know what this next person is bringing to the table on the street that I don't know. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
And so I'm locked in when I'm doing these things. I cut out laughs when we edit the show. I cut my laughing out, and you still see that much.
Well, it's Sal from the Impractical Jokers. Now, we've had, like, Cato, he went to a golf course with a bullhorn and about got beat up. This guy was chasing him with a golf club. Have you guys ever been beaten up?
One time, Murray almost got, just killed immediately.
What happened? What happened?
Every once in a while, you'll come across a person that's not having a good day, and they don't want any part of it.
Yeah.
There was this guy, he must have been like 6'7", about 350 pounds, I don't even know. And we were in a clothing retail store, and this guy was on the phone, and Murray just went up to him and held a bra up to his chest, saying he was his wife's size, and he just wanted to look at it.
I wonder why that bothered him.
And the guy just literally went from 0 to 100 and started chasing Murray up and down the aisles of this store. Murray was running for his life.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but it's cool because we have one security guard. So
oh, gosh.
Now, after you do the stunt, they do have to sign waivers. You tell them, hey, you're on the show in Practical Jokers, and they have to agree for that, or you have to blur their face out, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
We just leave. We don't tell them what we've done. We don't tell them we're on the radio.
Are you ever surprised at who agrees?
That's insane. You can't say that on the air.
I was just kidding.
Well, are you ever surprised at who does agree to sign it and who doesn't?
I mean, for the most part, people are really good sports about it. But, oh, my God, it's the worst when something amazing happens and then the person doesn't want to sign because you're like, ah.
Oh, I know.
It's like we have to decide, do we show it with a blur? Is it good enough to show with a blur?
That's why we run.
Well, Terrified is on. You can watch it for free on YouTube. It's Sal from Impractical Jokers. We want to obviously keep on watching. You guys keep cracking us up. We're excited about you coming to the Peace Center next Friday. And we are more than welcome to come in on the Hawk and Tom Show and hang out with us and do a Torture Tuesday with Cato.
I would love to come in. I'm going to make sure it's not on a Tuesday.
I don't blame you.
Good choice.
I can't thank you guys enough, really. Thank you for taking the time, really. Appreciate you all.
All right, take care.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.